appropriate to drink non-alcoholic beer at work?
I think it'd look bad. I think you'd get some looks.
Isn't that kind of a weird thing to think about?
That's
a weird
question. Alcohol. What's the difference between that and a Gatorade, though?
Barry here, the HR person, and say, would it be appropriate to drink alcohol?
I think he's here, yeah.
I have his number.
Let me see.
I used to go jogging.
You have it, Matt?
I have it too.
While you are looking.
All the dudes have the HR guy's number.
It's odd because of the label of beer, but it's no different than if you're drinking a soda or anything else.
Yeah,
because
if you're saying that it does not have any alcohol in it the way maybe it used to, then what is the difference?
Well, I know there was some pranks done on police where kids were going around the beach and getting out of their cars with a six-pack of beer and just drinking them on the street, and it was non-alcoholic.
Oh.
And the cops came right up to them, no drinking, and they're like, it's non-alcoholic. And they're like,
and so they didn't get in trouble?
No. How could you get in trouble? It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, I guess. More than 2,000 people took the survey and said it's okay.
Barry, you're on the air. Don't cuss.
Don't say anything.
I know you're an HR guy.
Hey, man.
Did you hear the Falcons that got rid of their team this year? No, I'm just kidding. He's a big Falcons fan. No, we have a question. Katie has a question for you.
Okay, so Barry, would it be, this is HR Barry, would it be appropriate if we all were drinking non-alcoholic beer while we're at work?
Non-alcoholic beer. Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with that.
All right.
So you could come in tomorrow and we're all just cracking open a cold one and it's fine.
If it's not alcoholic, so coffee's non-alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Diet
okay.
Coke's non-alcoholic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It does sound weird.
It sounds weird.
I know you're pro beer, so maybe that leans a little bit more. But it does seem a little bit odd if you're drinking, because it's still labeled as beer. Because I don't think if you said in the rules, like it probably says, you cannot drink beer in the radio station, but it is a beer. It's just non-alcoholic, but you're right about that. It just seems weird.
Yeah. That was my next question for Barry. Barry, any issue with alcoholic beer?
Yeah, is that fine?
At work, no.
We do have an issue there.
Okay. All right.
Well,
all right.
You know, Barry, I don't know.
Stick to your Bud Zero at work.
Bud Zero.
Of course it's Bud Zero.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
It needs to be.
Bud Zero.
We're having a party. I got a bunch of Bud Zeros.
Hey,
let's get lit.
Talk about times have changed. Barry, you have been here for not nearly that long, but years and years and years ago here.
Gosh, in the vending machine.
Beer in the vending machine. That was when radio is like out of control.
The best.
It was. I mean, so many things were different. Mm-hmm. The industry.
Times have changed.
Yes, they have.
Now everybody's afraid and has to go in their crying closets, but that's fine.
I would rather there be Budweiser in the vending machine.
That would be cool.
By the way, Barry knows Bud Zero's the thing.
It is.
Bud Zero is a thing.
Well,
yeah.
The only reason I know it is because I walk right past it getting my Bud Light.
and he laughs at it every time.
Boy.
Bud Zero.
And he's shaking his head like, how dare them put that out there.
Barry, I swear if I had to pick, I would think you'd be Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
I would not think it would be Bud Light. Really?
No, too heavy for me. I'm anything light I'm okay with. Any craft beers or Bud fully leaded.
Yeah,
that's out.
Fully leaded.
He does work out. I forgot.
What about when you're younger, Barry?
Milwaukee's best.
Uh-huh.
No, you're close. Not quite that
natural
low.
Natural light.
No, worse than that. Old Milwaukee light.
Barry. Oh, you're light. You're light then. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always been light beer.
Do you have a liquor preference?
No, I do not mess with anything other than light beer.
Moonshine. Moonshine in your
never.
Day. No?
Barry, would it be appropriate here if we brought in non-alcoholic liquor? Do they make that?
No, I don't even know if there's such a thing.
It's called kerosene.
Well, mocktails have. Well, I guess mocktail just doesn't
have. No, mocktails don't have anything in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mocktail. Yeah, mocktail would be fine. I just, you know, if it's got alcohol, please keep it in your car.
What about non?
Okay, thank you.
In your car and your cup holder open. What about non-nicotine vaping?
Mm-hmm. Barry?
Barry?
Yeah, I don't. Personally, I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay.
All right.
You know, that could be open for debate.
All right.
Barry, Jason says you're breaking up.
He heard that sounds appropriate.
Barry, what about those nicotine pouches, the Zyn pouches, where you can't see when they're in your mouth?
They're fine.
Because it's not
you might catch me. You might catch me with one of those.
You've been in Barry's office.
I got that Zen Zero.
Zen Zero.
Next to a Bud Zero.
Barry, because the reason why you're saying is because those Zen pouches, although they have nicotine, isn't tobacco, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Zen right here on my desk. I'm also looking at a Grizzly Long Cut Wintergreen, which is in my lip right now.
Okay.
Okay, so tobacco's okay.
In my lip.
What about...
So you see the difference there.
What about candy cigarettes? Are those fine? No.
He could do the stuff...
Yeah, if you want to do that.
Okay. You can have tobacco in your mouth right now, but I can't drink regular beer.
Well, tobacco's not smoking. And...
Well,
Zen
it's
is
still
Zen,
using.
Yeah, but Zen is not tobacco. It's the same thing. It's just tobacco is a leaf. It's providing the nicotine.
I don't know. I feel kind of weird about that. I mean, no offense to H.R. Berry, but if you've got a lip full of chaw and I can't crack open a beer, I feel like that's a little unfair.
Yeah, I mean, but you used to get smoke breaks. You could go outside and smoke.
It's true, but I don't.
So you can't, like, what are you going to do? Go outside, crack a beer, chug it, and come back in?
I would.
And we'd actually encourage Katie to do that. The show is starting in 5 minutes. Get your daily beer.
And Barry,
or wine.
Yes.
Or wine.
On a personal note, how many milligrams of Zen do you do? 3, 9, 6?
I'm down to 3 now.
Loser!
I'm tapering back, so I'm down to 3 milligrams right now.
Well, okay. Here's some advice. Why don't you go back up to 9 milligrams and eliminate the chewing tobacco? Because that, we know for a fact, causes mouth cancer.
We do. And I went 17 and a half years and avoided it. November 12th. November 12th, 2012. Uh-huh. I just snapped.
Oh.
I just snapped.
Yeah.
So
what happened November 12th? Did the Falcons lose to the Panthers?
Was that the Patriots game?
They could have lost on any given Sunday, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, wow. Barry's like...
like a savant.
Rain Man.
Yeah, I was going to say Rain Man-ish mm-hmm. when it comes to dates.
Yep, you know it all.
Yeah, I just don't...
Yeah, this date, well, as a matter of fact, this date in 1992 fell on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Look it up if you don't believe me.
And Bill Clinton was president, wasn't he? Yep.
We believe you. Uh-huh. I just don't understand the point of having a Zen and chewing tobacco. Doesn't Zen accomplish the same thing?
It's not quite as effective. For example, when I was on jury duty for a month, I went through a case of Zen.
You're on jury duty for a month?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's
Barry,
right.
Would you mind if I come up?
24.
Yeah.
Would you mind if I come up to your office and try the chewing tobacco to see what I like better?
You're going to get a really heavy buzz, man. You better sit down when you do it.
Do it right before the promotions meeting.
Do it right here on the air. I want to see.
And sometimes that makes that buzzy is what he's talking about. It's a sickening.
Yeah, it makes you kind of nauseous.
Yeah.
Oh, you might.
I like that one.
Yeah, it can make you nauseous. But if you're not accustomed to it, it's going to give you a little bit of a high and a little bit of maybe lightheadedness.
What about
this? Is it going to shut him the hell up?
When that wears off, you're rude.
You are so freaking rude.
Barry's on the phone. You can report her.
I'm looking.
It's on the air.
You see what I'm dealing with, Barry?
It's on the air.
I am looking for something for him to mellow out and be quiet.
Well, you know what, Jason? Pull your vape.
Take a rip.
Barry, why don't you just go back up to the 9 milligram Zen? Because that will give you the same type of buzz. You're at 3. That's wimpy.
Jason.
But it seems to help, and sometimes I can throw 2 or 3 in if I need to up it. But if I got a one pouch of 9, I can't.
You can't go above 9. What are you going to do, 18?
No, they do. They have certain companies have 12 and 18.
They do.
You don't Zen and chew tobacco like literally at the same time, do you?
No, sir. Can't do that.
No, sir.
Good for you and your
health.
Don't
be silly. Yeah.
Double buzz.
Nope.
Especially if you just cracked a Bud Zero. Boy, your body would shut down.
You won't catch me with a Bud Zero.
Don't put that out there about me.
Yeah.
I don't want rumors swirling that I'm buying Bud Zero.
Hey, Barry, you hear about Barry? Bud Zero.
I got a reputation to uphold.
You're not about to race no more. I heard you done Bud Zeros.
Barry, this has been my favorite call. All month.
I love it.
Yes, Barry.
You're our local Tiger King.
You're the best.
You guys are great.
You're our free Tiger King. All right, Barry. You're the man.
Right. Bye.
Hey,
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Love you, Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
He is the coolest HR
so
guy.
So good.
Barry's the best.
Remember when we had to get Barry down here to help us catch the mouse that was in Jason's?
Yeah.
And he called him a sumbitch.
Yeah, I got
where is that sumbitch?
There is a video of that. There's a video somewhere on our social media of that happening. Oh, my gosh.
That was all out panic. He was like, he didn't care. He wasn't panicking.
Nope.
Get over here, son of a bitch.
Sumbitch.
He spit his tobacco on it. So, yeah.
I got it. Bow!